So Thanksgiving and this month coming up in December, people are talking about, you know, getting ready and getting ready for Christmas and things that have to be done. And there's a joyful anticipation, or kind of an excitement about that, maybe a little bit of dread is connected with that also with this time of year. It's a very busy time of year. And so the culture, or our society, it has its proper way of preparing for this season. And we're part of that culture, and that's fine. But we can't let the spirit of the culture, or, you know, how we as a in the United States prepare for this season, undermine or compromise the way that the church calls us forth to prepare for this season. And so what's the attitude, what's the heart that we are to have to take as we enter into Advent here? What are we to be like? The opening prayer captures the spirit pretty well. Grant us the resolve to run forth to meet your Christ. So resolve, right? Firm, resilient. Grant us that resolve to walk forth gently, nicely. No, to run. I was going to run down the aisle, but I'm not going to do it today. Might pull something. To run. So think about this, like we're to get animated, resolved to run forth to meet your Christ, O Father. And then what do we hear in the readings? What do we hear in that second reading is what? Wake up, right? Now is the hour to wake from sleep. So that means we're kind of in a slumber. Well, evidently Jesus thinks so, because he says what? He says, stay awake because you don't know the hour. Stay awake. You know, one thing coaches like to tell their players, and probably maybe it happened some yesterday in the state championships, the coach will be out there, he'll be yelling, wake up, wake up. What do you mean, wake up? Are they sleeping? No, you get going, you know, have it through the motions, and you're not thinking, you're not alert, right? And so this is what the first reading in the gospel about, kind of waking up, being attentive to what's going on. You know, and think about football players, basketball players. What do they do down in the locker room right before the game? They get all fired up, right? They're jumping all over. Why? To kind of wake themselves up so they're engaged, because we so quickly fall into the default of going through the motions, right? And then we're casual and passive, and we can miss the point, we miss the focus. And so very much this season is about, the first thing that we do is kind of slap ourselves in the face and kind of get fired up so as to apply ourselves with the resolve to run forth. We have to almost shake ourselves, you might say, and all of us is who are faithful and living, striving to live the faith, we all are probably the ones that have to do it the most, because we practice the faith, we're in the habit, and it's easy to get just going through the motions, isn't it? Yeah, so we who are practicing, we probably have to do a little bit more work to get fired up, you might say, for the season of Advent and what it's all about. This passage from Romans is an awesome example and an awesome exhortation to get ready, to wake up, to cast off deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Wait, armor? Under armor? No, right? Armor for what? It's like as we're going out almost for war. The most famous conversion in the Catholic Church, St. Augustine, right? In his Confessions, St. Augustine had a very long journey, and he was a very tormented soul on two levels, morally and intellectually. So it took him a long time to get to the point, years, where he could apprehend, comprehend, understand, and grasp and appreciate what the Catholic Church teaches. But also we know that he was hooked up into all kinds of moral perversion and lust, right? So he was a tormented soul, but he was striving to find what was right and to live in free, to find freedom and truth. And so one day, he was pretty much at the end of his wits, and he cries out to the Lord, How much longer, O Lord? And he kind of heard his heart spoke to him, why not now? Why not now? How about for us? Why not now? And he took the scriptures and he opened them up to Romans 13, this passage that we just heard. Cast out the deeds of darkness, make no provisions for the flesh, put on the armor of light. And that was the conversion passage, the conversion point, and his reference point for the rest of his life. He was flooded with the light of grace. That happened some 1,500 years ago, but it can happen to us today. We ask the Holy Spirit for a great outpouring upon us that we might wake up, we might be stirred so as to have resolve to run forth to meet your Christ.